This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I'm going to throw up. It's fine.
I mean, it's not fine. Don't do it on mic.
Oh, okay. I'll just do it in the basket in the corner.
Oh, please. Someone's then gonna... in the distance, people just hear a...
Yeah, and they're going to think there's a cool snake in there, and they're going to try to charm it out, but they're just going to charm out my dates and
people
five
gonna
gummies.
People are going to be listening to the podcast going, I got to get that snake out of this recording.
Out of that basket.
Yeah.
Oopsies, sorry.
So nice of our listeners to insist on helping us get rid of snakes.
Yeah, totally. Punch it!
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
No.
Oh, you burped.
I burped under the hay.
Nice.
Thanks.
Hi. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam, everybody.
Hi, he's Demi.
He's Miel.
And he's...
She's Miel.
Thank you. It's okay. I'm not specific about my gender. And we are
Punch
Up
the
Jam. What do we do here?
Fuck, I keep forgetting.
We're not in love anymore. See, that's a great segue. Because
what is that song?
We take songs like that, Michael McDonald's classic, I keep forgetting. Not what we're doing today. Pretty irrelevant.
No, Unpunchable, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll talk about it later.
Maybe we'll get to that. We take it. We try to see if we can make it better.
Yeah.
But only after we discuss it at length.
Well, yeah, we gotta rip it apart, get at the guts, and then figure out if we can piece it together in a better state.
Yeah, but it's a little deceptive because obviously... we've already made it.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, before we even talked about it, one of us has already done our duty.
Yep, and today it was Demi.
It was me.
Demi has made a punch-up of the song we're doing today, which is The Cure's hit.
Friday,
I'm in love.
Or should we say, I'm in love!
That's what it sounds like if you haven't heard it.
Yeah, if you haven't heard it, what have you been doing all through the 90s?
Clearly you didn't see...
Adam Sandler movie.
What's the... Yeah, 50 First Dates. What's the one... I was thinking of the... Oh, he's just not that into you.
Oh, is it in that?
I think it's like the theme song of that movie. Hmm. I'm not recommending you watch that movie.
I did watch that movie, and I am also not recommending that you watch that movie.
How do we keep talking about movies?
We got to think about movies. But if we did a movie podcast, I'm sure we'd keep talking about songs.
It's true. They kind of go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, because audio is really just video, but...
For your ears.
Yeah, it's video for your ears.
Mm-hmm. Trademark. Don't steal that.
Yeah, that's our catchphrase. We're putting that on a hat right under No Snakes.
So buy our merch at www.iwanttodie.com.
And if you go there and it's something else, don't blame us.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, Friday I'm in Love, The Cure.
Tell us a little bit about this song, Mel.
I'm about to.
Thank you.
Can you guess what year this came out?
I know.
Oh, nuts.
Sorry. I can tell you the day it came out.
I'll tell you what. It was the date... not specifically the date, but the year that Demi was born.
Sure was.
1984.
Oh, what?
Demi's older than the Rugrats.
Correct.
1992. No. What, are you going to make a Rugrats joke?
I was. It's fine. I'll do it later.
Yeah, it's off of their album Wish, and I'm pretty sure this is handily The Cure's biggest hit.
Oh, I think so.
They have some other ones, too.
Like, I mean, I know Boys Don't Cry is pretty big, but I feel like I didn't hear that song until after I heard this one.
Yeah, I checked it out on Spotify, and it's definitely got the most streams.
Damn.
I don't know if that's a good indication, but it's actually
pretty
a bomb song. Like, we did not choose this song because it sucks. We chose this song because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's great. You hear that intro riff, and you just are like, oh, here we go. I'm taking a girl to prom.
Here's what I'll say. This song is delightful, and I love hearing it. And I found, like, the stems of this song, and I was like, wow, every layer of this is fascinating to listen to.
Yeah.
The lyrics... I don't know what's going on there. So
do you know a lot of The Cure's other music?
I feel like I know most of their singles.
Yeah.
And I like all of them.
The Cure, this isn't really very indicative of like their kind of mood.
No.
And it's very funny that this is their biggest hit. In fact, Robert Smith, the lead singer and writer, he's had some mixed feelings because he knows that this single is, you know, why he's as rich as he is. But yeah. He also kind of knows that the people that know this single don't necessarily know his band.
Sure.
So obviously it's going to be like kind of a conflict. But he deliberately tried to write like a poppy little song. In fact, it even says he's not known for having a particularly cheerful outlook. So he tried writing a dumb pop song, but It's quite excellent, actually, because it's so absurd. Is that what he sounds like?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard him talk, actually.
Oh, please keep saying it like that, though.
It's so out of character. He's not. This isn't him.
Well, why don't we give him a call and see what he sounds like?
Oh, okay. I'll call.
I'll call him. I would love to call him myself, and you can go to the bathroom if you want.
All right, I'm going to go empty out my diva cup.
Go for it. All right, let's give him a dial. Oh, hey, Robert.
Hey, who the fuck is this?
Oh, that was, I mean, I gotta admit, that's a pretty rude way to answer the phone. My name's Demi. I host a podcast called Punch Up the Jam.
Oh, Demi Moore?
Oh, no, not a famous Demi, just Demi.
Okay, why the fuck you calling me? How'd you get my number?
I just Googled it. I really wanted to see what your voice sounded like.
Oh, well, it depends on the day of the week.
Oh, really?
Yep, today I'm feeling spicy.
Oh, well, today is a Wednesday. Do you know how you sound on, like, a Friday?
Fridays? You know, it's more like, hey.
Oh, wow, very gravelly.
Hey, it's me, Robert Smith.
Oh.
It's Friday, baby, TGIF.
You sound like you live in an alley, Robert.
Well, you know, it's Friday. And because Fridays I'm in love, so that's my sexy voice.
Oh, that's your sexy voice.
Yeah, but on Wednesdays it's hump day, so, you know, it's the voice of the humps.
You sound like one of the Spice Girls.
You know, I've been told that before, which is funny because I personally feel like a spice, and that spice is black.
Oh, okay, wow.
It's the color black.
Yeah, you love the color black.
It's in my heart.
That's so wonderful.
I have a disease.
Oh, okay, well, it's not as wonderful as I suggested then. I'm sorry about that.
You know, but I like it because it's cool, hey, and I'm also 70 now, and I still wear eyeliner.
Does your disease have any cure?
That's not funny.
I'm going
to hang up now.
I understand.
Good luck on the G.I. Jane reboot, Demi.
That's not...
Goodbye.
Okay.
God, that was a riot downstairs.
Yeah?
Blood everywhere.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mio.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Well, when you listen back to this, we had a great talk with Robert Smith.
Was he nice?
I mean, I don't know how to describe his attitude. It was not great.
That's too bad.
Yeah, he's also got a disease or something.
Oh, man. I will say... Can I tell a quick anecdote?
Oh, please.
This is my only personal connection to The Cure. I went to Sasquatch Music Festival in 2008, which, if you don't know, it's like the Coachella of Washington.
Sure.
Except way better. Or it was. I don't like festivals anymore. I'm old. But anyways, back when I was young, I wanted to see Death Cab for Cutie so fucking bad because I'm a Northwest girl and, of course, I do my duty.
You gotta.
But the pit was packed with Cure fans because The Cure was closing that night and Death Cab was right before.
Yeah.
So my little sister, she's actually older than me. Don't know why I said that. Emotionally little, you know what I mean? She's like, yo.
Hi, if you're listening.
Hi, Minnie. Let's get to the front of the pit. And I was like, Minnie, I have to throw fists for that. These Cure fans have been camped out here since 8 a.m. They're so intense. Like, they're so intense. So she was like, well, what if you tell them that we're only here for Death Cab? I'm like, that's crazy enough. It just might work.
Mm.
So I went up. And I was like, hey, I'm so sorry to bug you. And I'm like, just for visuals, very tan at this time. Disgustingly tan. Like bleach blonde. And everyone I'm talking to is paler than a white cloth.
So they know. They're like, we believe her.
Oh, yeah. They believed me. And I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I just really want to get up close for Ben Gibbard. And then after, like, literally, I give you permission to throw me out if I don't leave. And they were like, okay, fine. And they all, like, rows and rows of people let me go in front of them. I was against the rail in front of, like, 200,000 people for Death Cab. And then the second they ended, they crowd surfed me out, and it was the best day of my life.
Nice.
Until today.
I would have loved to hear the story of you having to fight a bunch of goths, though.
I wouldn't fight. I'm a lover.
You were just talking about how you had to throw hands.
Which is why I didn't.
Fair enough.
Because I don't like to throw hands because my hands are small and weak.
I've never been crowd surfed at a festival without it ending terribly.
Really?
Yeah, I went to... Well, now we're just off on a trip. It's fine.
It's fine. What song? I didn't come here to talk about music.
No, that's not what this podcast... We're about movies. I went to see The Strokes at a free show they did at South by Southwest one year.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends and I lined up, like, all day for this. And then we were at a point where I was stuck behind two guys and I couldn't see. And I was very upset when they started. And those guys were like, come on, let's help this little man out. So they lifted me up. And at first I was like, yay, I love this. I love crowd surfing. And they crowd surfed me. But then eventually security does that thing where they're like, no, get him up here because they see someone crowd surfing. They're like, no, they either need help or they need to get out of here. So they crowd surfed me right to the front in front of the barricade. And I was like, no, that's not what was going on. Let me back in. Security's like, sorry, man, you got to go to the side. And I was like, fuck, great. And we're like three songs into the set. And they're just like, okay,
no,
sorry. But the turn was, they just didn't usher me out. They were just like, go. And so I walked to the side, and there's like a VIP area with like a chef and like foods that they're having for like members of the band and like friends of the band.
Yeah.
So I just hung out there and had like a beer or something. And then I was just waiting there, like complaining about how I didn't get to see the show really, but I could still hear them. And like they shot off fireworks, and I was like, well, this fucking sucks. I can't even see the fireworks. And then because the VIP area is so close to backstage, I just walked backstage and met like three of the members of the band.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was, but I didn't get to like see the show, but I still like got to hug them afterwards, and like I was crying, just like, I love you guys, you're my favorite band.
You were crying?
Yeah.
Was it because you had one beer?
It was probably, look, having one single Bud Light probably had something to do with it, but I also like this was at the peak of my Strokes love in college. Yeah. So it's just like, this is the greatest day of my life.
I don't even feel like this is a tangent, because we talk about music on this podcast, and concerts are absolutely a part
of
music.
Look, if you came here not wanting to hear about music, you came to the wrong show.
Okay, so let's start playing the song, and I'll continue to drop little morsels of information as we go.
Yes.
Yes. God, I love it.
Like, the bass is barely there, and the drums are, like, so quiet, but the guitar, there's two guitars. Just super heavy reverb on it.
It's so dreamy.
It really is. I like it. Ooh. Although, imagine hearing this and being like, I want to hear more of The Cure, and then going to listen to like Disintegration or something. It's like, oh, not, okay.
That's very true. Ooh, okay. Immediately, the second the music starts, I'm just like, take me away.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
Calgon, take me away.
Truly. It just makes me want to like slip into something more comfortable with my ears.
It makes sense that it was like so tied to romantic comedies for a period.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very dreamy romantic song.
It really is. Well, I mean, I think it is. I looked up what it's supposed to be about. Because the lyrics, I mean, we'll get into it, but I'm not totally clear from that alone.
From the title, I feel like I'm like, okay, it's supposed to be about being in love. But then when I look at the lyrics, I'm very confused about the message.
Right, same. So I have a quote from Robert Smith talking about it, and he's saying that genuinely dumb pop lyrics are much more difficult to write than my usual outpourings through the heart. I went through hundreds of sheets of paper trying to get words for this record. You have to hit something that's not cringing, a simplicity and a naivete that communicates. There's a dumbass that sort of There's a dumbness that's sort of...
Oh, like, this dumbass.
This dumbass, dude. There's a dumbness that sort of cracks. We've always done pop songs. It's just sometimes they're way too down, sort of desperate.
Mm.
So that was a little bit self-deprecating there, Robert. I think he's a pretty good songwriter. But I think he was deliberately trying to go for something that's kind of, like, general, but also tells you enough that you're like, I know what he's talking about.
Right.
But the truth is, I'm not totally sure I do.
I have no clue. Like... Again, the idea of Friday, I'm in love, I get that. But the part where he's just like, Monday, like all of the other days of the week, I'm just like, what are you trying to say
with
these
things? Well, why don't we start playing it? Let's and then we start. Can actually just listen to it.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too.
Okay, so.
So you're just saying, like, I don't care if I feel sad or if it's the weather.
Yes.
Maybe it's, like, left up to artistic interpretation.
Sure.
Okay, sure. I got you. What comes next, though?
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Wait, hey, hold
is he
the
saying
phone.
I don't care about Thursday, or is he saying I don't care about the person I'm in love with because it's Thursday?
This is a great question. I think we need to figure out right at the top. Is he talking to the person he loves or to the calendar?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty weird to sing to a calendar.
It would be very weird to sing to a calendar, especially for one line in a four-line part.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because it's clear he's addressing someone else entirely for all of this aside from Thursday.
Okay, I've just scrolled ahead in the lyrics, and he does address first person. Wait, what is you? Second person?
You is...
Second person.
I don't know.
Second person again, but... That time it's definitely towards a person.
Hmm.
So I would assume unless he's changing persons.
Nah.
That's not how you say this.
Sure.
I assume he's not.
What is this, a grammar podcast?
I don't know. I haven't been in school in so long.
It sure ain't.
I assume he's talking to the person.
Yeah. Okay. Which is a crazy thing to say for a love song.
So literally the day before you're saying you're in love with them, you're saying, I don't care about you.
It's like saying, fuck off, and the clock hits midnight, and it's like, hey, baby.
I'm really sorry about what I said.
That was Thursday me. I'm not that man.
I don't understand. Okay, Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, Wednesday's also gray.
Yes.
Thursday, I don't fucking care about you.
Look, I'm sad Monday, I'm sad Tuesday, I'm sad Wednesday. Go fuck yourself on Thursday. But Friday, we can...
Do you want to have, like, a picnic?
Let's just cuddle up and watch fucking How to Get Away with Murder. Who cares?
Oh my god, that'd be great. Yeah. But then what happens Monday again?
Oh, Monday?
Yeah. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Okay. Monday, you can fall apart. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, I guess.
I think that knowing that the sentiment is going to be, but at the end of the week, I'm with you, saying Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday break my heart, is just kind of like, look, you can, whatever happens during the week, that's not going to have any bearing on our relationship.
I'm always going to come back to loving you.
Yes.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
And then,
and actually, now that I'm thinking about it that way, maybe it is sort of like Thursday, he's frustrated and like just feels so hateful towards this person, but then like Friday he's just like, what was I doing? No, I love you. Weird way to express
it. Yeah, I just don't know why you'd include it in a love song.
I don't know.
Can you imagine if like I Will Always Love You, it's like, except for yesterday.
I hated your guts, but I
yeah, exactly. I like, don't get me wrong, it doesn't make me dislike the song.
No.
I would like to reaffirm, I very much like this song.
I feel like with any Cure song, there is a dance that I find myself doing, and I wish I could show everyone at home what it is, but it's pretty much just like swaying back and forth, like your hands just like, Thursday, I don't care about you.
Yeah, you look
like a rag doll.
Well, that or a dandelion seed that's blowing in the wind.
Yes.
A la Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Which is what I pronounce it as.
Oh, I can tell you spent some time across the pond.
You know, I did a semester abroad, so.
Fantasia.
In nowhere, because that's not an accent of anything.
No.
Okay, so then what's he do on Thursday this week? Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday. Wait. What?
We skipped a day of the week.
No, Thursday
doesn't even start.
Doesn't even start.
So it goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. We're in love.
What is he supposed to be meaning there?
Look, Miel, you need a word that rhymes with heart, okay? Songwriting
Thursday?
Is difficult.
Does that mean he didn't get out of bed all day?
Maybe.
Or is it like, Thursday I blacked out and I don't remember anything?
It could be that. It's like, you broke my heart on Wednesday, so I got fucked up and I don't remember what Thursday was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense. You were such a bitch that you drove me to drink. I had to get blackout.
Like, I know it's Friday and like we're over it now, but that was 3 straight days of you just being very mean and it took a toll.
And now I'm hungover and I'm horny.
And I missed Thursday. I missed all of my favorite shows.
Yeah, every primetime show's on Thursday.
Yes.
Grey's Anatomy.
The other ones.
Drag Race.
The other ones.
Some other shows.
The Good Place.
Isn't that on Wednesdays? It's fine.
The Good Place. No, it's Thursdays.
It's Thursdays.
It's Thursdays.
Yeah,
I know.
The Office.
Yes,
when
Parks
it was
and
on.
Rec.
When they were on.
Community.
So, yeah,
30 Rock.
I'm actually, if that's the case, Robert Smith, like, wow, what a nice guy that he forgave her for making him miss all of his favorite shows.
Yeah, Robert Smith is a mensch. Despite saying, I don't care about you, right off the bat.
Yeah, literally the first Thursday, didn't care about.
Nope.
It seems like so far the track record is Thursdays aren't going so great.
No.
First Thursday, I didn't care about you. Second Thursday,
I
didn't
not,
even start.
No.
Didn't even, we literally, there was the time-space continuum was interrupted and Thursday just got skipped.
But luckily, we're back, and I love you.
Can you imagine if, like, leap years happened for days of the week?
Oh, shit.
Instead of, like, a numerical date, it was like, we skipped Monday this week, guys.
Well, speaking of 30 Rock, it's like Leap Day Williams.
I don't remember that episode.
Oh, with Jim Carrey?
There are way too many episodes of 30 Rock.
You don't remember all episodes of 30 Rock?
Nope, I remember Werewolf Bar Mitzvah very well.
There was a day where they made Leap Day a like special event, and then they had a movie, like a fake trailer with Jim Carrey running through the episode that was called like Leap, about a character named Leap Day Williams.
Okay.
Anyway.
This is, I think, already by far setting the record for most references in an episode to other unrelated things.
Correct.
Let's see if we can keep this going.
All right, yeah, let's keep it going like the TV show Go on NBC. It was canceled almost immediately. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Next part.
I'm curious, though. Do you think he's going to keep listing days of the week, or...
It's funny that he does sort of start over every time he gets through the week.
And he hasn't yet gotten to a weekend. I wonder if he's about to get to a weekend.
Let's hope.
Oh, Saturday! Sunday.
part I don't like because it's just, I'm like, give us a fourth line. Why did you break the rhythm of the song?
Okay. He said Saturday wait.
Yeah. And then just doesn't give a.
Again, that makes me feel like he's talking to the day. No, no, no. Saturday wait.
Hold up, Saturday.
I wasn't done with Friday yet.
Yeah, let me just live in Friday for a little bit.
And then he says, Sunday always comes too late.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Sunday always comes too late.
Oh, Sunday's the name of the girl. And it takes her like 10 hours to come.
Sounds like it might be your problem, Rob.
But Friday, never hesitate.
This really just feels like he had to rhyme and it's an unfinished like stanza.
Can we listen to, I want to hear if he says Friday never hesitate or Friday never hesitates.
Friday never hesitate.
No, yeah, that's hesitate. Hesitate. Okay, so he just started talking like a baby then. But Friday never hesitate.
Friday never hesitate.
That's wrong, right? Grammatically?
Well, if he's saying like, but Friday, and then that's the end of a thought, and then it's like never hesitate.
Okay, Friday, comma, never hesitate. So he... I'm confused now because he goes from talking from the to the day of the week by saying Saturday, wait, okay, they all have commas after them.
Yes.
So Saturday,
wait,
girl, wait a second. Sunday always comes. I don't know what that. I still
this entire thing. I'm just like, what are you trying to get across here? Because with Saturday, wait, is that saying like, oh no, I want to go back to Friday, or is it Saturday? You gotta
don't
wait.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, don't touch me.
You gotta wait
for Friday
days.
Again.
Yeah.
Sunday always comes too late in the week.
I don't know.
I hate this particularly because I'm just like, someone is listening, just like, it's pretty obvious what it means. And I'm like, is it obvious?
If the fucking Cure heads in the Sasquatch right. Mosh pit are any indication, they're definitely doing it.
Yeah, all you Cure heads that love podcasts.
I mean, hey, if you know what Sunday always comes too late means, please let us know.
Yeah, and Robert Smith, you know, call us back if you're listening.
Oh, he won't.
Okay.
I could just tell on the expression on your face that didn't go well.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't too hot.
Okay, so then I'm just going to take a guess here. He's going to go back to listening
to
the
days of the
week.
Oh, he's going back to the days of the week. Right. What's going on next week, Bobby?
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
Hold up.
You don't care.
If Monday's black.
Is the I don't care being extended to the next sentence, or is that period next sentence?
I think it's period next sentence, so if we're following the pre.
He's trying to say that on Tuesday and Wednesday, he had a heart attack.
Back-to-back heart attacks is, like, get help, man.
I didn't care if Monday's black, but also, maybe you should have, because maybe that was early signs
that was
of your
a
heart
sign
attack.
For sure.
Everything's black, but I don't care.
I just gotta make it to Friday.
I have no vision in my right eye, but it's probably nothing. It's fine. But then you fully had a heart attack. For two. Maybe it was just a really long one, and it went over the full 2 days.
Or it like started at 11:59, and then it carried into the next day, and he's like, that's two! That counts as two!
Yeah, he's like, technically I had a heart attack for 2 days.
Yep.
Wow. All right. You know what? I think that might be a little bit of hyperbole. I think you would care. If Monday was black.
And also, like, is that just supposed to be another way to say, like, blue? Like, if it's a bad day?
I think it's more like, if I feel dead.
Yeah.
You know, black's a little more aggressive than blue. It's not like, oh, I was sad. It's like in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Hey-oh, another reference. She's like the mean reds.
Add a tally. I have not seen Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Well, that's unfortunate for you.
But I think I remember the film.
Don't remember the Mickey Rooney stuff.
I can only remember the Mickey Rooney stuff.
Very
and the
racist.
Song.
Oh yeah, Moon River, good song. Not punching
no,
that.
No, I meant Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, sorry. Moon River's that's the theme
no,
from
Moon River's unpunchable.
Moon River's unpunchable as hell.
I sang that in a 5th grade musical.
You did?
Sure did.
You were like Moon River.
Oh, come on. I was like Moon River.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, you forgot that my balls...
James Earl Jones as a child.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And then my balls reascended afterwards. Moon River, well, wider than a mile.
I could definitely tell they've reascended now. Yeah. I just forget that they were at one point low.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry about that. I will never forget again.
Oh, what a lady killer I was at the age of 9. All right, next part.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
But like, maybe you should. should have looked back, because now you've had a heart attack.
Yeah. And let's consider why that happened, man.
Yeah, maybe make some changes to your diet, or maybe even just, like, look back on that from time to time when you're at the doctor repeating your medical history, you know?
Yes.
Maybe look back a little bit.
Never looking back. Is it, like, just so excited for Friday that I'm not even looking back at the bad days?
That's probably what it's supposed to mean. But that's not what we do here.
No.
I don't care what they were supposed to mean. I care about what I think they mean.
Correct.
And I take no one else's opinions into account.
This show is all connotation and absolutely no reading into it.
But this is, like, that's the thing. This is the dumbest thing I've ever said. That's the thing about music.
When it hits you, feel no pain.
Sure. And also, it kind of is what you think it is.
Yes, which is also the flaw in a lot of the songs. Like, the reason we pick a lot of these songs is, like, yes, they are beloved, and that's for a great reason, but if you ever have to examine them according to literally only the self-contained song, they're all crazy.
Right!
All songs are fucking nuts.
There's very few songs that, like, universally have the same meaning to everybody.
Correct.
And genuinely, if that's true, it's probably because they rely too heavily on cliches and they're not very good songs.
And there are so many songs where it's like you hear someone speak about what it means to them, and then I'm like, all right, but you have to include the backstory of you loving your wife or like making this for them into the song, or else we're just like, I don't know, that's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man.
When she smiles? Okay.
No, that's not talking about that one again.
No, let's not.
Okay, so he's in love again on Friday.
Cool.
All right.
What a happy day for this man.
Yeah, it Fridays feels are like, great. TGIF for real for this guy.
It feels like he's constantly just going, my week is so busy with so much shit, but Friday, I'm free. Let's do this.
Dude, that is such a good modern interpretation, especially with this like multiple dating shit that's been so enabled by dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe you can't
like
relate to this.
Dating multiple people.
Yeah, so like I know I used to date people. I'm not mad about it, who after like, you know, a couple weeks, kind of the jig was up in the sense that it became painfully obvious that I wasn't good enough to have a weekend.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like I got the Tuesday dates or like the Wednesday afternoons. But like I could tell anytime I'd suggest a Saturday or a Friday, it was like, oh, that's too precious for you.
Honestly, even just talking to two people at any time feels exhausting to me, so I can't imagine people who are just like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking pull this off.
I had a friend that was dating a stripper, a male stripper, so you have to imagine this dude could just get it literally every day of the week, because that was his job.
Sure.
And he did, and she wouldn't really believe me about it, because she just, like, liked him and wanted to believe it.
Blinded
wasn't
by
that
love.
Way.
It's like, wait, you said Saturday, wait? What are you doing Saturday? Wait!
Wait! Saturday's aren't for you.
Oh, I can't do Sunday. It always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate.
Friday, I'm yours, baby. I mean, probably not.
No, I'm sure that's not what... Like, this... He had a wife by the point that he was...
It's about her.
It is?
Yeah, I'll get to the line later.
Man, I wish that she could clarify what was... Okay. So the next part is an instrumental break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could play a little bit?
Sure.
Hell yeah. I want, like, a piña colada.
This does feel like a welcome to Carnival Cruise.
Ooh, I love how they start harmonizing as they go up.
I had to clip this part out into just the guitars because it sounds so great on its own.
Ooh, even. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ain't it?
I love that.
It's great.
I want that as its own track.
Yeah.
God, that's a really beautiful arrangement.
It really is. And I feel so, like, bad that it, like, the lyrics are the only part of the song I'm like, what's going on here, man? But it's a near flawless song.
I will give him props, though. I personally can't think of another song that predates this that used days of the week.
True.
Obviously, I could think of Craig David.
Monday.
Oh, my God. We be making love by Wednesday and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Does this song predate Welcome to Atlanta by Jermaine Dupri?
I'm going to guess yes.
Because I know that one talks about how he goes to the club every day of the week. We'll talk about that one in the future. yeah, probably one of the first.
I'll give him props for that.
Sure. All right, next line. Monday you can hold your head.
Tuesday, Wednesday, stay. I like the way he said Wednesday. Can we hear that again? He's like, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, stay in bed.
Really pushing the limits of talk singing. Here, Wednesday.
I mean. Hold your head.
Ooh.
Tuesday, Wednesday, stay in bed.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like he's singing when you isolate the vocal.
Tuesday, Wednesday, stay in bed.
This song really is like in the production.
It feels like every single one of these tracks was recorded in like the most echoey room, just in the water tower somewhere.
Okay, that's actually a fun little tidbit I have.
Mm.
It was recorded in Richard Branson's Rural Tudor Mansion.
Of course it fucking, what a rhyme.
Yeah, so it was like this super bougie studio that like a lot of the great artists used in like the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
But there was this, okay, I'll just quote it. Perhaps the most unique decorative touch was an enormous mural Branson had commissioned in the atrium depicting Boy George, Bono, Phil Collins, and other members of British pop royalty clad in gaudy neo-Renaissance attire. Okay, oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
The Cure found the piece grotesque and lightheartedly defaced it under cover of darkness by replacing Collins's long hair with a more accurate bald pate. I really want to know if Phil Collins knows about this and if what he has to say.
I'm sure. Like, there's no way any of these people aren't aware that they have their faces, like, immortalized in a very rich man's mansion.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
By the way, like, do you know that Mulaney joke about how Trump is a hobo's version of a rich person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Branson is even more so that. Because yeah. It feels like his life is just, like, if a person who had a moderate amount of wealth was just like, yeah. Man, I wish I had even more money.
Right. Money can't buy you class, man.
No. But it can buy you fucking spaceships, literally.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here you go. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you, having a stroke?
For now, Wednesday, Thursday, heart attack.
Oh, okay.
For Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, have a stroke. Oh.
Friday, though.
I love strokes.
I'm in love. Oh, you know what? I have another fun tidbit. Maybe what? I should save it for a different break.
Speaking of break, do we need to take an ad break?
We need to take an ad break.
Let's do it. And that was a word from our sponsors.
Thank you.
Unless it wasn't, then we didn't. We're good.
It's all fine.
Yeah.
Everything's cool.
Chill.
Before we get back into it, you want to hear another fun tidbit?
Please.
This I really like. The song was written to be a slower number than its upbeat final rendition.
Really?
While the track was recorded in D major, the commercially released version sounds a quarter tone higher than D due to Robert Smith forgetting to turn off the VeriSpeed on the tape after toying with it before recording. When played live, the song is played in its original intended key.
Wait, so what is the original?
So originally it's a quarter step, well, like a quarter tone down than what it sounds like on the recording. That's what it says on Wikipedia. So, you know. Don't fact check me.
Wait, I want to see how that would sound.
It's not going to sound that different.
Yeah. I was just like, I thought it'd be funny. She's like, Monday, oh, you no. can fall apart.
The most microscopic tiny difference.
So like this.
This is so scary.
Ain't it?
That sounds like I just walked into an ice cabin.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray.
Now I want to do like a bunch of drugs. It's a totally different vibe.
Now I'm just like, how much can I slow this down? But I won't. We have a show to do.
Oh, that's right. That's what we're doing right now.
I always forget that we are doing a podcast.
That's because we're just two bros hanging out in a podcast. Sorry.
Is that our new theme?
That's a reference to one of Anthony's vines.
No, I know.
So nothing
to do with 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Yep. So that's a fun vine. Anyways, where were we in the song? This I hate.
Great.
That
I'll stop there.
That is upsetting.
All right, next line. Wait, we didn't even talk about those lines.
You can hold your head?
Yeah. Monday, you can hold your head. Tuesday, Wednesday, stay in bed.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
I don't care
if you were sick all week or
and also,
depressed.
Yeah. But Friday, you better be good again.
Because I want to fuck.
Yeah. It should be Friday. Let's go fuck.
Do 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 goo.
Thursday, watch the walls instead. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Ooh, nice harmony. I like that line. Watch the walls.
Instead.
Because I am like, yeah. No, I feel that. Some days you do feel like I'm just going to watch the walls.
I do love that it's not really, you might watch the walls instead. It's like, hey, do you want to hang out? It's like, no, watch the walls.
Can you keep an eye on those walls? I gotta step out really quick.
they're shifty. I don't trust them. Do me a favor.
I think it's really this is the only verse that I'm like, okay, this is actually really sweet. Because
really?
To me, and maybe again, this is what we just discussed, where it's just my personal experience performing this, but
you love walls.
I just love fucking walls. To me, it's like, it sounds like it's this very accepting, like, you can be really upset and bummed and have a horrible week. I'll still love you by Friday.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care your state. I'll still love you. But I don't know. Maybe that's just my own interpretation.
I think this next part coming up is kind of sweet, too. But mostly, it sort of just breaks the format in the entire song. And it's just like, I'm just going to list some things.
Well, hey, you got to break it in the bridge, baby.
You got to break it in the bridge.
Oh, that's be too boring.
Correct. Another B.
That, okay, no, stop. You gotta stop. I'm sorry. He goes, dressed up to the eyes. It's a wonderful surprise. Are you kidding me? I heard that, bro.
I love when, like, people just try to shove as much,
syllables?
Many, yes, as many syllables into a small part as possible.
But, like, they try to hide it.
Yeah, it's like
that.
Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus.
Don't say that. Don't spoil it when we get to that episode.
Everyone know. Okay. Dressed up to the eyes. It's a wonderful surprise.
It would be such an easy fix. Just don't say wonderful.
It's a lovely surprise.
Boom, done.
Yeah.
Fixed.
Punched up.
Why did he do that? It's a wonderful. It doesn't even sound like he was deliberately throwing the rhythm to be fun.
Also, dressed up to the eyes?
I think that's like trying to say that you're really dressed up and it's a surprise. Like that you like came downstairs looking really glam.
But to the eyes?
I mean, I paint my face every day.
I don't think that's dressing up, though.
Yeah, for me it is.
I feel like dressing up is clothes.
Nah. Painting my face to look like a different face? That's dressing up.
Okay, so is doing your hair also dressing up?
Oh, hell yeah.
Then dressed up to the head. I feel like it makes
more
sense.
Maybe she didn't do her hair.
Okay, fair enough.
She also didn't do her eyebrows, because it was the 90s.
But she did her eyes.
She did. She definitely, if I know Robert Smith, she smeared a bunch of black shit under those eyes. And then
so dressed up to the eyelids.
No, she only lower lid.
Dressed up to the bottom lid.
Well, technically that ends at the eye.
You're right.
And then because it was the 90s, absolutely no makeup on the upper lid and absolutely no makeup on your eyebrows.
True.
And then her hair is just a rat's nest because that's probably what he wanted to because, you know, that's what he does.
Dressed up to the lower eyelid.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, that's a little specious, but
it's a wonderful surprise.
I'll never forgive that. Wonderful surprise.
To see your shoes and your spirits rise.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You're wearing high heels is what he's saying.
Oh.
You're wearing high heels, and now you're in a good mood.
Dude, would you say that wearing high heels is your shoes rising?
Yes.
Hmm.
I mean, listen, it's definitely creative license.
Yes.
But I like it.
Sure.
I'm like, okay.
I just think of it as like your shoes and your spirits rising, like you're floating.
It might not be high heels. I'm literally guessing. I have no idea. It could be also be that like I picked you up off your feet. Could also be that you jumped in the air.
It could also be, like, if she is someone that is usually depressed through the week, it's a wonderful surprise to see you move. Like, to see your shoes. Like, you're walking.
Look at you!
Look at
you! Maybe she's recovering from, like, a aggressive injury that's left her kind of paraplegic for a period of time. And now she's finally, you know, done enough physical therapy. She's back to walking. And he's going, hey, look at you!
Hey, look at you! You all not pale in the face, dressed up to the eyes, moving.
Okay, I won't give you that. This is a very weird way to say the things he's saying.
I like this part because it's such a break from everything else that it feels more like it's got more care to it.
Yeah, and I do think that knowing his brand, it does sound like he's saying, I'm super depressed, you're super depressed. And then the bridge is like, hey, look, a nice little moment where we're not depressed.
Yeah.
And the music reflects that.
I think the music just within their discography reflects it to be like, oh, look at this like nice reprieve from the shit we always have to deal with.
Yeah. And this was like, I mean, I don't, this might be sacrilege to compare the two. But in my mind, I always think of the Smiths when I think of The Cure.
I don't think it's sacrilegious.
And obviously the Smiths' big song, we may get to that. So, you know, don't listen to this episode then. But when he's singing so happily about wanting to die.
To die by your side is such a heavenly way to die.
Oh my God, Morrissey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, I love The Cure.
Okay, now go away, this isn't your episode.
Okay. Is that a Muppet?
He just jumped straight out that window.
Fuck, did Morrissey just die?
Is he dead?
We'll check after the show.
So anyways. Wait, I'm sorry, wait, what?
He did it again. He did the shove the syllables thing again.
Okay, if you couldn't hear what he said, which you definitely can't because that was unintelligible.
Throwing out your frown and just smiling at the sound, and as sleek as a shriek, spinning round and round.
Is a shriek a thing other than a scream?
I don't think so.
So,
if he said chic, I'd be like, okay, sure.
Sleek,
weird.
Sleek and chic. But sleek as a chic.
So sleek and so chic, spinning round and round.
What's sleek as a shriek? What the fuck does that
mean? You know how shrieks are just very, like, svelte and thin?
That's not at all how I would describe it.
Wasn't
that
so?
That was Demi. Just so you know, that was Demi that made that noise.
I think that might have been Morrissey again.
He did die then. He's dying downstairs right now.
Morrissey, cut the fuck out.
We're recording!
Sorry.
Okay, cool. So as sleek as a shriek, which, as Morrissey just demonstrated, does not sound sleek
not
at all.
Very, no, it's very piercing.
I like throwing out your frown, although my little fucked up brain that's like they peeled their mouths off and threw them out a window.
Yeah, sure. But there's a smile underneath. How nice.
Oh, nice. You had two
and
mouths.
Just smiling at the sound. It's like the music that he makes is making her smile.
That's what it is?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Sure. Smiling at the sound. You know what I think? I think this is specific.
Yes.
I think all this is about one specific instance that is an inside reference between him and his wife.
Maybe.
I don't think this is for us.
No.
That's what I'm feeling like.
In which
I'm
case,
feeling like a voyeur even reading the lyrics.
Cut it out, man.
I mean, whatever. Everyone makes music for a different reason. If you make music just for your wife, that's fine. But also respect it when I'm confused.
Yeah. This is a song about the time we went to the zoo.
Yeah, sure. But he doesn't say any of that.
Remember the gorillas when they laughed at us?
Okay. What the fuck does he say next? It can't get crazier than this, right?
Oh, I mean, we gotta admit, like, he does the wonder, like, he's such a wonderful surprise, and just smile at the sound.
That one didn't bother me as much.
But it could just, and just smile at the sound.
Throwing out your frown and just smiling at the sound.
Okay, that does bother me.
And then he said, throwing out your frown and just smiling at the sound. If he kept doing that every single line, I'd be like, okay, it's just a rhythmic thing.
Yeah, why not just say, throw out your frown?
And just smile at the sound.
There you go.
Well, because maybe he's trying to be respectful, because if he says, throw out your frown and just smile at the sound, that sounds like, stop being
he's
sad.
And too.
Yeah.
True. Okay.
Wow, Robert Smith respects women.
Tossing your frown.
Tossing your frown.
Losing
and just
your
smiling
frown.
At the sound.
It's still not going to work.
Smiling at sound.
I love noise. I will say, though, those isolated vocals, I love the harmonies.
Yeah, we haven't talked about how great the harmonies are of him. It's like, is it just him going up an octave?
No. These are actually harmonies. He's singing like thirds and fifths and shit. But yeah. I can definitely tell, hearing that isolated vocal, that this was recorded in a very expensive studio. Because it sounds expensive.
It does.
Sounds amazing.
I was taking a big bite.
Anyway.
He did it again.
Okay, he said, always take a big bite. It's such a gorgeous sight to see you eat in the middle of the night.
The thing that gets me here is the order. Like, you say take a big bite first, and I'm like, what? And then he's like, let me clarify.
So that's why I suggested this was a specific thing he's referencing, because I did read that he literally went out and after like in a long night of the studio and his wife was in the kitchen.
I think I saw that on the Genius page.
Okay, maybe that's where it was. Yeah. He was just like, oh, it's like so nice seeing her here. Which is super sweet.
Yeah.
But when you say that as a throwaway verse in the middle of something that has nothing to do with any of that and you've provided zero context and you're just telling me like, hey, it's nice to see you and you're taking a big bite. I'm like, a fucking what? I don't even know where you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Also, without the context of in the kitchen, it's just like you wake up and she's just there eating like a sandwich in your bed.
Or maybe she's biting you.
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe she's just chomping air. I don't know.
If she's biting him, maybe she's a vampire, in which case my theory about her floating sticks.
Yo! He's married a vampire. I mean, if anyone was
he's having a heart attack. It's she's attacking his heart.
Oh.
Whoa, new context. We discovered it.
And it took vampires to get there.
Yeah.
I feel so stupid.
We gotta redo this entire song now.
All right.
I don't care
cut
if Monday's
back to the
blue.
Top. Hey, welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Tuesday, beep, Wednesday, beep, beep, break my heart, eat my heart.
But that heart attack makes sense now. He doesn't literally mean a heart attack. He meant you attacked my heart.
Wow.
I do feel like there's a better way to say that isn't
I also just
also
love
a medical condition.
Sure. I also love that he says, eat in the middle of the... Like, he just wastes a part.
Can we hear that isolated vocal for that?
Yes.
Always take a big bite. It's such a gorgeous sight to see you eat in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that...
He pauses, eat in the middle of the night.
That phrasing is so weird.
Eat in the middle of the night, in the dead of night.
I mean, I don't mind the way he did it, but it definitely is my least favorite part of the song. Because it just, nothing feels like it's grooving.
But
like,
it's also
what's
my,
happening here?
It's my favorite verses of the song, but he sings it the weirdest way.
Oh, what, you like the lyrics here the best?
Yeah. Because I think that it's, I mean, knowing the context, I like the lyrics the best. Without the context, I'm like, what are you doing? What?
I feel like knowing the context is cheating.
Yes.
I feel like I'm like, if I just heard this on the radio, it doesn't come with a foreword.
Yeah.
I have to just listen to what he's saying. Right?
Yeah.
So you're just telling me like, oh, it's so nice to see you dressed up. And then you're taking a big bite out in the middle of... I'm to see you in the middle of the night when you started this by kind of making me think you're about to go on a date. And now you're acting like you just ran into her. And I'm just really confused.
You know, it's Friday and I wake up and I see you in the middle of the night and I'm like, she's eating. It's pretty chill.
I just like love a girl who eats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like not high maintenance. She like eats food.
Most girls, they stop eating at like 6 p.m.
Yeah, like most girls like, you know, but like you're not like the other girls.
And I like that.
Yeah, you have, like, eyes. And
you're dressed up all the way to them.
No. Fuck no. Fuck that.
I don't... Nope.
I'm sorry. I can never get enough of this stuff.
Yep. Gotta be more specific. Gotta not say enough immediately after saying enough.
I don't want to dismiss him because the music here is so beautiful. And I, like, really... I think it's just such a great pop tune. But there's now two lines in this song, maybe even three, that I'm like, it feels like a child wrote this. Right?
Enough of this stuff is the most vague thing you could have said.
Hop on pop. Eat a meat. Enough of stuff.
You can never get enough, even when it gets tough. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Yeah.
I did it.
It's Friday, I'm in love! He just screams it, too.
Yes, okay, so I had to clip that out, too, because the vocal run at that point is also very fun.
Friday, I'm in love! I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
Can you play that again?
Oh, we absolutely can.
Friday! Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too.
What the fuck? Okay.
That's the ghost.
Okay, listen. That, like, it was really great until it continued after he says love.
Yeah.
And then it's literally not even on the right note anymore.
Yeah.
There's a whole moment where he's like, oh! It's just literally like, it's just whooping around back there trying to find a note and they kept it in?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. With the music, can you hear that?
I couldn't hear it before, which is why I was like, what the fuck is this? You can't hear it.
What? Okay, I mean.
It seems like it caps after the, though.
Yeah, they definitely faded down the part where it's just like.
Not in the stems. They're just like, leave it in. A little Easter egg for all those STEM lovers.
Wow. Okay. That's making me rethink the production praise I was singing earlier. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Although it is like fun, you know, it's like a fun, weird thing, but it's just maybe a little too weird for my taste.
Yeah. There's more vocal runs at the end, but I'll play the clips in context and then I'll play the acapellas.
Thank you for getting that because that's such a treasure.
Isn't it?
It's such a treasure. Okay, let's... I guess that's the end of the bridge.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to guess he's going to go back to listing the days of the week now?
He does, but I didn't cut those out.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
This is a separate one.
I mean, at least that one...
Did you hear that kiss sound at the end? Yep.
Your favorite noise.
I got so mad when I heard it again.
I I've heard this song at least 100 times, and I've somehow never really paid attention to
it. I feel like
this.
Every time I hear it, I never get to the end part.
Oh, really? You
or
skip
like,
off?
Well, I rarely... Yeah, it always makes me very sleepy. It's a lullaby. No, but I feel like anytime I hear it, I'm not hearing it on its own. I'm hearing it within the context of something else, and I feel like I've rarely listened to it, like, just of my own volition
uh-huh,
to hear that.
Uh-huh.
So...
Wow, I've listened to it many times, and I guess I just am not... I'm paying attention to the guitars there.
Yeah.
I'm not really listening to the vocal, just going...
Although I love the part where the guitar just goes... Wah, wah, wah.
Well, can you play it again? Because I don't know if that was a guitar.
Or like something.
Yeah, it was definitely something. I don't know what's happening.
Goddamn Kiss.
Bow, wow, wow,
here,
wow,
I, want,
wow.
I think I have that part.
Okay.
That is one of the guitars.
So that is a guitar.
So weird.
And why?
I don't know. You gotta add some flair.
They were like, let's make it sound like you just like went off in the saddest little spaceship into space. Yeah, I mean, like, literally that sounds like an Acme anvil is gonna fall on your
meanwhile,
spaceship.
Meanwhile, he's like, woo, woo, woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo. Like, I don't know. Maybe
it's like Pepe Le Pew just got a kiss and then the whoa, 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 and then turns into a spaceship. Oh, of course I clipped that out.
Okay.
What an expensive sounding kiss.
Hang on. Here's an idea. Was that boing-oing-oing supposed to be like a boner?
Maybe.
And then the kiss? I'm just curious, like, what they were thinking. I would love to hear, like, talk to the producer and be like, how did this part come about?
Yeah, what's the deal here, man?
Were you just like, you know, the fifth night in a row staying up recording this and you were just like coked out of your minds and you were like, that texture's cool, dude. Let's just do that.
We gotta show them what love sounds like, man.
Yeah, or were they just like, we don't really know how to end this, but it's like the 90s now, so we don't really like fade music out as much.
Right.
So let's just like go absolutely ape shit.
That's what I believe. Because okay. I feel like that we gotta get to this just 4 minutes and we have like half a minute left. Let's just keep it going.
And, like, I don't want to actually arrange anything, so I'm just going to roll tape and just, you know, scream or make a kiss sound. Or
ooh, ooh, ooh.
Do some bird calls, but, like, ooh. Only if they're really bad.
Yeah.
Just so confused.
Yeah, cut the bird. I'm going to do a few takes. Keep the worst bird call in.
Yeah. Woo, woo. I don't know how to feel about that last part. Do you like it?
I think it is very funny. I don't love it.
It's funny. Really funny.
But it's also, I think it's just a shock because I've never heard that before this time listening to it.
Yeah, I need more time to figure out if I like it.
Mm.
But I will say I respect it.
Sure.
That's a crazy choice, man. That's a
always
wild choice.
Always respect going for broke.
That's also like, I kind of love that in a song where when you're sober, maybe you're just like, cool song, man. But then maybe when you get a little high on weed, okay, I'm not advocating any drugs.
Above the influence.
But I wouldn't even reference doing some smack. I don't know what that is.
It's heroin?
Sure. If you're high on weed and you have like the different set of ears where everything sounds
right,
so much better.
Or every song is like best new track.
And also you can like hear at least 20 tracks on every song you listen to.
Sure.
All of a sudden it's like you're seeing the Pro Tools file.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The waveforms are just like, yes. It's like that scene in The Hangover.
Right. Exactly. So when you're in that space, finding a little moment like this is
golden.
Like, you're going to piss your pants laughing.
I'm sure you're just like, you're laughing, but you're also like, man, they really cared about this song.
Right. Like, they went nuts. How cool is that? 92.
I'm
going to
make music too.
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like for that reason alone, I'm very into it. So yeah. I give it an A.
Oh, there's still more to go.
There is?
There's a little bit more.
What?
I don't know what these clips are.
I mean,
yeah.
Wait, can you play that last word just one more time? Wait, what is he saying?
Oh, I did clip that. So I got that in a cappella.
Wow. I'm just, he sounds so self-satisfied with the yeah that I'm like, I'm trying to imagine him in the booth being like, whoa, yeah. Like, it sounds like he's literally congratulating himself for singing. Yeah. I'm just, this doesn't feel like The Cure to me.
No.
I'm so confused.
This was their song where they're just like, let's just do one that isn't like us. And then immediately like, what the fuck was that?
It's their biggest song.
Yes.
I'm just, okay. I appreciate that they're essentially singing instrument parts.
Yeah.
I don't really know why.
It sounds like he was trying to point to the guitarist and be like, so I want you to give me a do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, but they were already rolling or something.
Yeah.
And like, I'm really hard-pressed to figure out why they wouldn't just kind of do, like, a shortened instrumental break to end the song instead of, like, what, 45 seconds of just kind of random vocalizing over the riff
you've... I clipped that out, too, by the way.
What the fuck?
I'm in love.
It sounds like a Sparks song.
No, this sounds like, okay, you know in Joshua Tree, there's like that dome with all the like the sound phonics bullshit thing?
I don't.
There's this like hipster thing people do. I've never done it, but from what I understand, it's just like a certain shaped room that makes like sound crazy. So I'm just like, this sounds like a bunch of super fucking high people. Like high on so many mushrooms that went into a dome and just were like having the time of their life. Just being like, woo! Whoa, 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 out, out. Like, I'm expecting someone to be like... Like, these are...
It also goes longer than you think.
They're like, it sounds like all of their eyes are closed, and they're laying on the floor, and they're just being like, they're too high to even realize that what they're doing is funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just like, woo, 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 woo.
It's like some improv exercise where it's like, we're going to harmonize, but you just make sounds, and then the next person will make the same sounds.
It's like the vocal equivalent of that improv exercise where you're supposed to walk in a way that, like, no one else is walking like that. You know what I mean?
I don't know that.
It's like everyone has to find their way to walk. Yeah. Just like, everyone just make a sound. Don't do the same sound as anyone else.
Wow, 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 wow.
It's like, literally sounds exactly like that. Like, I don't understand.
And then they throw some reverb on him and just like, put in the fucking track, man.
Okay, to be fair, I really didn't notice this without the music. So same. I guess it works. But when you really listen to what they're doing. Also, can we talk about that first noise he makes? Okay, stop.
Ow.
That sounds like crash into me.
Yes, it does.
Crash.
Into me.
It's like your pterodactyl impression. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I can't. Again, I really respect it because that's a crazy choice to do on a fully funded major label record.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And it worked out for you.
It did work. This is your biggest hit. Why didn't you do that on the end of everything?
They should have released a whole track that was just the riffiest, hookiest guitars, really tight harmonies, and then just voice noise.
Just like heaven. Oh!
Ow, 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 ow,
ow, ow, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And scene.
And cut to tape.
Yeah.
There's one more part at the end of this.
Ow! They should have put that in there.
They should have.
They should just have the ow! Yeah. That would have worked very well in
Wouldn't
this.
It have? Anyway.
Wow. This, I mean, honestly, up front, I was like, crazy that we're doing this song, because it's like a pretty fucking good song. The lyrics are whack, but that's so many songs. And then we get to the end, and I'm like, whoa, Dark Horse, this is crazy.
There's so much to say about, like, a lot of songs that really just seem perfect, and, like, that's because, this is gonna sound such, like, a high thought, but, like, so much music is just built to be tonally what you need it to be, but they're like, don't look into it, and it's like a magic trick, almost, where it's like, I've given you what you need, please do not examine this any further.
Oh, yeah, especially modern music.
Yeah.
Like, we've only gone more so that way. Like, the average song has probably, like, fucking 300 tracks.
Oh, yeah.
If you isolate
fuck yeah.
This is going to be, like, a snowball. We're just never going to stop.
I'm eventually just going to have, like, a radio soundboard of just, like, the most annoying songs.
Yeah, you're going to be like, punch up the jam.
Me so horny. Like, yeah.
That actually sounded like a soundboard. That was really just your voice live.
You're listening to Punch Up the Jam. Welcome to our hell.
I really didn't think this was going to be like an extraordinary example,
no,
but
I
really fully have changed my mind after hearing that last
vocal.
I'm
so glad that I could find the acapella for this because a lot of the parts are just fucking nuts.
I feel like we just discovered El Dorado.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I'm like, does anyone know this? This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is fucking nuts, man. These guys were just like on Quaaludes or something if they could find them. I don't know what happened here.
The 90s were a magical time.
Okay, I feel like I'm high now from listening to that.
That's the Cure's effect.
I feel vicariously like contact high from those vocals. I should be like, wow, wow, wow. Huh, I don't know if I can move on.
Well, let's not.
Okay. Just skip everything.
Bye.
Okay, fuck. I guess... Unless you have anything else to say.
I have nothing more to say.
It's time to get to Unpunchable Jams.
What? Time to get to the punch up.
That's right. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
I told you. I feel really high now.
No, this song is a fucking trip. This is like, you remember those when those iDozers were big and everyone's like, whoa, I'm going to get high listening to a sound.
I don't know what iDozer is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That might have been a little after your time.
Yeah.
In high school, everyone was just like, they downloaded these sounds that were called iDozers, and it was literally like, this one's heroin, and you listen to it, and people were like, this is what it's like to do heroin. And I listened to one, and I was like, there's no way. I feel nothing. This is dumb.
Oh, no, I feel fully like the equivalent of like three hits off a pipe right now.
Yes.
Like, I feel high from that music.
Yeah, man.
All right. That's what I meant to say, is now it's time for your punch up.
Yep.
I love feeling the mechanics of the podcast. It's really fun when that happens.
I wish that I had been more attuned to the weird parts of the song
right.
when I was doing the punch up because no. I don't have any of the weird vocal runs in this.
I mean, what would you do though? It would just be whoa, 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 whoa.
Just literally have a fourth track just going.
As funny as that would be for 10 seconds, that would be very annoying after a minute.
Yeah, maybe I'll add them in live right now.
Yeah, please. I would love to hear
That's the benefit of doing a podcast.
Do you have a preface you need to give before debuting it?
I mean, I feel like the idea of having one day of the week where you're in love means you gotta give us reasons why you're not in love those other days.
I would love to hear that.
Yeah, well, good, because that's exactly what I did.
Hell yeah. That face.
And I were meant to be, but this week's no good for me. Weekends I'm just so busy, but next week I'm in love. Monday I toast to my health, Tuesday go and fuck yourself. Oh, then I'm busy until the 12th, but Friday I'm in love. Saturday, no. Sunday is the Super Bowl. But Friday, I am good to go. Monday, I go to the bar. Tuesday, I don't have my car. Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, still don't have my car. But Friday, I have my car again.
Sometimes you share your car with someone. It's like,
oh no, it's
oh,
LA.
I can't love them.
You can't go anywhere if you have a car here.
Oh, what am I gonna Uber to my lover's house?
Nah, it's expensive.
Yeah. Sorry, you're not worth it.
Venmo me.
Let's wait till Friday.
I don't care, your Monday's free. Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm asleep. Oh, Thursday, scandals on TV. It's Friday, I'm still catching up on Scandal. Saturday, boo. Sunday, I'm not into you. But Friday, I'll see what I can do. Oh, my week is so packed. It's an unfortunate fact. But they say that distance keeps the love intact. Maybe it would be fun if I was with you just once on the last Friday of every month. This has nothing to do with the time I got you dipping chips in the pesto like it was fondue. It's just terrible luck, my whole month is plugged up. But Friday, hey, let's fuck!
Yep.
How did you not play that earlier?
I feel like I'm slowly like trying to weave things that are in the punch up into conversation, but that was all you.
That was me. Statue of Liberty, that was me too.
Yes, just coincidences.
Wow.
I also had to drop in a reference to the fact that you hate the fact that I eat pesto.
I don't know if we like said that on this podcast.
No, we said it on another podcast.
We said that on Jake and Amir's podcast.
Yes.
Okay, for the record, Demi.
It's not weird.
Okay, honestly, please tweet at us if you think this is weird or not.
We'll put out a poll.
Yeah, yes. Okay, we're going to put out a poll. Is it weird that Demi dips tortilla chips, scoops them in pesto?
No.
And not like a pesto spread. Not
I don't
like,
think it's weird at all.
Not like a pesto. Morrissey, I thought you were dead. Stay on the floor outside the window.
Okay.
Not like hummus with basil. Not even like a baba ganoush or something. No. Straight up out of the fucking tub, pesto meant for pasta. He eats on tortilla chips and not a little
There's
amount.
Some bias reported in the way that you're saying this.
Everything I'm saying is true though, isn't it?
Kind of.
You scoop it.
Yeah.
You don't just dunk it, you scoop it.
Yeah. And the not a little amount part, that's not entirely true. Sometimes it's just a little.
No, it's always at least a dollop. It's a lot.
All right.
It's as much like as you would put salsa on a chip.
Sometimes I don't put that much salsa on a chip.
Bullshit, I've seen you eat chips, dude.
That's true.
Don't try to flex on me right now. I've seen you eat chips.
Bro. All right.
Please let us know if that's weird, because that's weird. And that's why that's in the song, if that didn't make sense to you. Which is actually very fitting, because in his song, it's inside references to his wife.
Yeah.
And you wrote this song for
you,
me,
my wife.
I guess. Yes, your wife.
Yes.
And you referenced the pesto. Except that you did take the time to explain that to the audience, which is kinder of you than Robert Smith. He didn't do that for us.
And also, I am explaining it now, after the fact.
Yeah, so honestly, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we let you in on that. Robert Smith, not so much.
Yeah, Bobby.
I don't even know what she took a big bite of.
That's true.
If it was pesto on a chip, that is the reason why he only calls her on Fridays.
It has nothing to do with that.
I don't know what my favorite part of that was. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I had to pull off mic a few times because I was laughing too hard.
My favorite part was I'm still catching up on Scandal.
I'm still catching up.
It's 7 seasons. There's a lot to watch.
I like that Saturdays you took the liberty of just saying wait in a different way. You clarified. It's just like, no. Boo.
Sorry, I'm not... I don't owe you any explanation. No.
Just no.
No.
Honestly, I appreciate that. I wish I did that more. Someone's like, hey, do you want to get coffee? I'll be like, no. Nothing
Oh,
else.
What about Sunday? Yeah, all right.
Actually, you know what? Still no. I just don't fucking like you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to keep saying no.
Get back to me on Friday.
But Friday, maybe I can work something out. Only because everyone else is busy. All my friends are busy on Fridays.
Yes. Always let them know that they are a last resort.
That was great, dude.
Thank you.
I really liked the way the bass and drums sounded on that track.
Had to make the bass and the drums so much louder than the guitars that we love.
All right.
Unpunchable jams.
Yes.
Can't punch this.
Demi!
Neil! Okay, I gotta go first.
I'll go first if you want.
You go first.
I chose another song from 1992. I didn't even know it was from 1992 when I chose it.
Nice.
I just was like, I like to keep my picks relevant to the thing we did. And I was like, well, you know what kind of reminds me of the same kind of vibe is this other song I love. It's one of my childhood faves. And it came out the same year.
Mm.
So it's perf. I don't know if you know it. It's by Annie Lennox.
I probably don't know it.
That's what I
why
say to her.
You, why did you do that?
Because I love her. And it's called Walking on Broken Glass.
I don't know that song.
Oh, boy. It's got the best little intro that is like, I don't know how to describe the way it sounds. Obviously, I'll be putting it in here, so you'll hear it. But, and then, like, these, like, drum clap comes in, and you just want to fucking rock the fuck out to some, like, really gentle pop music.
I love any song that has claps in it. I don't know why. I just feel like a sucker for it. I'm just like, yes, I'll clap too.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if it's actually a clap, but it's like when they have the band come in and it like punches.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of similar to this song production-wise in that sense, but it's obviously Annie Lennox, who's an angel, and I love her.
Love her.
And it just reminds me of eating cantaloupe and swimming.
Hmm.
You know, it's just pretty personal to me. I don't think
sure,
it's...
Sure, that was the 90s.
Now, if you weren't alive in 92, that's all we were doing.
Everyone just fucking backstroking, eating cantaloupe straight off the rind.
Yep.
My bad pick is actually a good pick.
Oh, no. Is it Unpunchable?
I would say it's Unpunchable. It is another disco hit because I'm very into disco. Yeah. And it's Take Your Time, Do It Right by the SOS Band.
I don't know it.
Baby, we can do it. Take the time, do it right. We can do it. You've heard that song.
Of course I have. I just never have bothered to actually listen to it.
I hadn't either until it came up on a list of songs that it was like disco hits you've heard but have don't know the name of. And I was like, I fucking love this song. And I've been listening to it like nonstop lately.
God, you're just like on a disco groove.
I'm on a disco kick. Miel, where can people find you on the internet?
Me? At Miel, of course, and Miel Monster. But Demi, what I really want to know is where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me at the club, Bottles Full of Bub. Mom, I got what you need. Mom.
<laughs> I
ruined my own joke. You can find me at Electra Lemon.
Can you imagine calling your little mama Mom?
Yeah. Mom, I got what you need.
Mom. Did you want to do some coke later?
What if that Cameron song was Hey Mom? Hey, Mom. What's up? What's up?
Stop talking because we're going to do that.
I know, but still. No, hey, Mom.
We're going to. That's the only change we're going to make to the song. Hey, Mom. What's up? You heard it.
We're going to get high tonight.
You're only going to not like that episode if you heard this one. So sorry, folks.
So don't listen to this episode.
And you can find us at Punch Up The Jam.
Yep. You can hear all of our jams at punchupthejam.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, at Punch Up The Jam.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't like to do this because it's gross, but if you like this podcast, can you do me a fucking huge favor and write us an iTunes review?
Yeah.
Because apparently the iTunes reviews is how you get put in like every playlist, how you get featured, all that stuff. And we don't really get that much yet.
Yeah.
So it would be really tight of you.
We're still little babies.
Yeah. And honestly, it would help us continue to make this podcast.
It would. So please, if you like us, like and subscribe and rate. And if you don't like us.
Shut up and
don't
tell anybody.
Don't. What do you do? Stop. Why do you keep listening?
Don't.
It's like episode 15. Go away.
Go. And also, don't tell anyone you don't like it.
Stop telling people that you hate us.
Tell everyone you do like it and keep it as a secret.
Yeah, or lie and say you like it to your enemies.
Okay, that was
Punch. Punch. The Jam.
Punch.
The Jam.
Punch.
Punch. The Jam.
Punch.
The Jam.
Punch.
The Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.